and the stars Sean Brightley with some extraordinary performances.
Yes! There's history! Chautauqua makes it 3 in a row! That is unbelievable!
Woo! That was just... He's incredible, isn't he?
Bringing you the very best in New South Wales racing. Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
The Penrith Mazda 2016 plate clearance is in its final days. This is your last chance to get an amazing deal on a 2016 plated Mazda, including the VT50s in our Mazda Youth Centre, with over 50 youths on display. Come and see the Mazda specialists for unbeatable deals. Hurry, don't miss out. Penrith Mazda has over 150 vehicles on display, so come in and grab a bargain. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
Hurry, Bingley's Easter deals end soon. Come in and grab a bargain today or shop online at bingley.com.au while stocks last.
Ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12 features the Cup, the English 2-year-old challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday the 13th is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic and 4 listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and beat trackside for city class racing country style. May 12 and 13.
Hey! Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday's edition. Sean having a few days off, so looking forward to Racing HQ this morning. Two New South Wales meetings today. We've got a Cranbach Race Club meeting at Taree, which we'll preview in a moment. The other one, Corowa, is going to be previewed with John Scorse after 11 o'clock. Corowa, it's fine and a good four there. 10:30, we've got On the Pace coming up with Greg Hayes. Lots of previews right through the morning and little some news snippets that we've gathered along the road as well. But let's go to Taree. Phil Shoesmith is from the Cranbach Racing Club, who are staging the meeting there today. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Andrew.
How's your weather been, mate?
Oh, mate, it's cleared the last 6 or 7 days. We've got a beautiful day today.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I think everyone deserves it, mate. How's the track then? Has it kicked back a little bit?
Yes, it has improved. It's a soft 6 this morning, pretty heavy dew this morning, but yeah, it's improved. It's improved over the weekend with no rain, so looking forward to a good day's racing.
Okay, fantastic. 7 races, soft 6, and the rails in the 3 metres. We should mention that along the road as well.
Yeah, 3 metres out. They had that big meeting on Golden Slipper Day, and that was a heavy 10, so there was a bit of damage on the inside. They wanted to try and protect that a bit.
And you've got a big Feature Cup Race 6 on the program, carrying $25,000 in prize money.
Yes, the Gloucester Cup. We've got new sponsors this year. Bakewell Haulage have come on board. They've had a family connection with the Cranbach Race Club going back 57 years, so the son's taken on the sponsorship of that, so it's good to welcome him on board.
Yeah, fantastic. We always welcome new sponsors, and we appreciate that. All right, Phil, good luck today, mate. A soft 6, and we can't wait for the races to get underway at Taree.
Good. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Phil Shoesmith joining us there, the club secretary at Taree for the Cranbach Racing Club. And Gary Cleese's done all the form for the program. Morning to you, Gary.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, got an absolute glorious day here. There's barely a cloud in the sky, and I think his track will even get better. And Cranbach, yeah, they hold their meetings here. They do a fantastic job. Phil Shoesmith and all the committee, they really get behind this this club. And lost the cup today. They lost their Cranbach Cup here. The last meeting, it was called off. Just got about two through. So good to see him here, but look, no fault of this track whatsoever today. This will just play just absolutely perfect with the weather we're getting, mate.
Fantastic. Now, at least we're getting some fine weather. Can you push it down into Sydney? We need that for the rest of the week. All right, mate, let's have a look at them. The first race at 10 past 1 with Tab Fixed Odds, number 1, Inner Spring at 11. 2, Final Frontier, the short price favourite, $1.70. 3, Bocce at $4.20. 4, Dragon 8 at $7.50. The others in the market here, number 10, The Outcast at 21, and 11, Caribbean Song at $11. That's it. We've got a shorty here to open with Gary, Final Frontier.
Yeah, I'm 2, 4, 3, and 11. I'm with him, Andrew. Look, he was 2.30 into $1.70 this morning. And I mean, his debut run, he ran 7th at 9th at Warwick Farm. He was only beaten 5.3 lengths. And then he went to Newcastle the other day, well, 24 days ago. And no kidding, he was 3 deep the entire trip. Halfway down the running, you would not have thought this fellow would have dug and got up and run second. And all he did was lift down the line. The winner had miles on him, but I just like the way he fought. I mean, he's got a little bit of a tricky gait, but just watching him there at Newcastle and watching him there at Warwick Farm and his trials prior to that, he leaves the gates pretty clean, and I think he can shoot across. I think he's going to take a lot of betting. My big dangers are for Dragon 8. He's $5 out to $7.50. Greg Hickman's got him there. He debuted at Rose Hill. He was beaten 3.9. Then he went to Wellington, and the Wellington booty bucked. He was beaten 85 lengths. And then he went to Wagga, and he sat four wide the trip, and he was only beaten 2 lengths behind Tyres, and only beaten 2 lengths there. And look, I like the blinkers going on him. I reckon that'll just sharpen him up, and just looking the way he kept finding the line at Wagga, you would think the 12.57 would suit him a lot better. Two Bocce got a mile out of his ground in that 1,000-metre race that's going 15 days ago. He just started to work to the line. Robert Thompson rode him that day at a sticky gate. He's got a bit of a tricky gait today, but Tomo sticks with him, and he just kept working to the line, so you would think the 12.57 would suit him a lot better. Chris Lees has got him. And I'll go down to the 11 Caribbean Song. She's another one that went around on that same race. Rod Norvin's got this filly. She drew 12 gates. She had no option bar to go right back to near last from that alley. But she worked home really good. She was only beaten 2.2 lengths and draws a lot better today and would have gained a lot of experience from that run. But I'm with the two. I think he's going to got to do what he did at Newcastle. It'll be very hard to beat. 2, 4, 3, and 11 for me in race one.
And we know how strong Paul Perry's stable is. The mission getting the money there, Gary, in the big group one on Saturday.
Yeah, and I tell you, I was just talking to Phil Shoesmith, the secretary here at Cranbach, and, you know, we're seeing Paul Perry taking his horses to Armidale. The last two meetings, he's trained 2 on each time. I mean, 5.5 hours in a truck, but that's what they're going to do now in New South Wales. It's good prize money for country, and they've got to cart their horses to get a bit of prize money under their belt.
Yeah, exactly. All right, to race two here at Taree, the 4X Gold Maiden Plate. Number 2, Kajito, is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $2.90. 3, Tiger's Image at $4. 5, Bell's Command at $26. 6, Billabong Cindy at $9.50. 8, Hammond Bridge at $6, 9, Lights of Como at $19, $19 also for 11, Gold Sky, and 12, Ali's Encore is right in the marketplace at $4. Kajito's the favourite, though, here for Andrew Gibbons. Number 2, Gary, at the moment, fixed odds, $2.90.
Yeah, I'm 8, 2, 3 and 11, Andrew. I'm with the 80, Hammond Bridge. I like this filly, and we saw her here 3 times. Well, she hasn't had a run for nearly 10 weeks, but she runs second here behind Pandora. She runs second behind Happy, and then finished behind Latentine Miss, only beaten 2.68. And I reckon that little break would have done her the world a good. I probably would have liked to have seen her at 1,100 metres, but look, I reckon she can be hard to beat, and I reckon she's got enough speed to push across. To Kajita, well, Regime's here with only the one trial now. Did trial 7 weeks ago, and run third in that trial at Wong, and hasn't been back to the trials this time in, but those three runs prior to that break, it went around on the Beaumont track, and 6 winners or 7 winners have come out of it, and then run third at Musselbrook, where 3 winners have come out, and run second at Musselbrook, where 2 winners have come out. So it's coming out of a real strong maiden last preparation, and draws really good. So it's going to be hard to beat. On top, dangers, I've made the 3 Tigers Image on a lightly race, although his run was really good here on a heavy track last start when he was off the track. He's drawn awkward today. In the 2 Ellie's Encore, the first starter, Paul Perry's got her. I mean, she's a 2-year-old taking on older company here. Oh, good. Her trial was enormous the other day when she and another one just paired out there in the running. There was a big margin between the third horse. I mean, not easy to do 2-year-olds this time of the year going into open maidens, but she did trial very impressive and she's in a great yard. 8, 2, 3 and 12 for me in race two.
Okay, 8, 2, 3 and 12 for Gary in race number two. Let's move to race three, the Cambrac raceclub.com.au maiden. And number one, the top of the world at $8.50. Dubois, number two, at $10. Four Renown at $7.50. Six Queen Electra at $26. Rocking Horse and Outsider at $61. Eight Tsar Gold at $8. Nine Dream No More at $8. 10 Lady Montoya, 12. Lees and Gibbons again have the favourite here. 11 Liberty Pride at $1.95. 12 Princess Patton at 16, and the bottom two are at 150 to 1. So, again, it's Lees and Gibbons with the favourite at this stage. Gary, $1.95, Liberty Pride.
Yeah, it looks awfully hard to beat on that Gosford run of $3.60. Like it's heading into $1.95 now, Andrew. So, good move. And, I mean, her run was huge the other day. She's only beaten 2.2 lengths. She was crowded up at the start. She gets some blinkers on first time. And you would think this is a lot easier maiden than what she met there at Gosford. So, I think she's going to be hard to beat. To the wheel, look, he always promised to win a race last preparation. He was always around the mark in Class 1 and maiden companies. He resumed here 17 days ago. He hadn't been at the trials. He went 1,400 metres. He really stuck it out down the running. He was only beaten 0.4 of a length. Mile will suit him better, and that run would have topped him off. He's got a tricky gait, but his natural pattern of racing is going back, and he might go back from that from the 1,600. I've got the six Queen Electra. Another little mare that's very, very fit. She's on the quick backup from Musselbrook on Thursday. She was only beaten 5 lengths there in a 1,500 metre race. She kept chipping away to the line. I like Grant Buckley going back on her. I don't think it's one race that she could figure in the finish. And I've thrown 8 Tsar Gold in. She led him up at Newcastle, 1,400 metres. She was beaten 0.5 a length. She wants a soft lead to running up the mile, but she gets no weight on her back here with only 53 kilos. She could be the quiet, lightweight one that gets the easy lead, but really keen on the 11. Only got to produce what it did at Gosford to be hard to beat. 11, 1, 6 and 8 for me in race 3.
Yeah, opened at 360, Gary. So that tells us the punters have jumped on as well when they became aware of the horse was definitely going there.
Well, look, there's only one another one in, and I've left it out for a noun, $15 into $7.50, Andrew. But, I mean, there's a move, $3.60 they put up, and they grabbed that into $1.90. So, very, very good move.
All right, let's move to race four at Taree here over the 1,614 metres today with the rail out a little bit. With Tab Fixed Odds, number one, Pinot Gras at $6. Three, Slippery Moss at $6.50. Four, Wallotant at $8.50. Five, King Russell at $16. Six, Lady Evelyn for Chad Lever, a $2.80 favourite. Seven, Southern Delight, the next pick at $3.50. Nine, Loading at $19. The Blues Brothers currently $16. Jawan at $81. And the bottom one, $101. A couple in the market, but the favourite is Lady Evelyn here at $2.80 at the moment.
Yeah, well, look, it was $4.50 into $2.80 this morning, so I'm with her here. I'm 6, 1, 4 and 9, Andrew, and I saw a winner maiden. Then she came back in truthfully. She was disappointing behind Bon Cossi. She was disappointing the next run behind Glitterama. There might have been excuses for them. I don't know what went wrong, but then he produced her at Scone, Jason Dean, a 2 runs ago when she ran second there behind Fleet of Tour. Now, we saw Fleet of Tour come out to win very, very easy yesterday at Tamworth. The horse that ran second in the race, Scruff, has since gone on to win at Musselbrook and then went to Scone and was forced to lead over race. He's put a set of earmuffs on her, gets a sit today. I think she's going to take a lot of beating. I think she's beautifully placed. One Pinot Gris, he was really good to win here last. Had he got beaten, he would have been a good thing beaten. He beat Horsford Forever Alone, and Forever Alone has since gone on to win at Grafton since then. So he's well and truly in. Paul Wallaton, fit horse. He races well here. Certainly the 14 will suit him a lot better. And I'm showing the old timer in 9 Loading. I'll give him a definite chance with no weight on his back. 6, 1, 4 and 9, race 4.
Okay, and being a 7-race card, that's the first leg of the quaddie today. Race 4, it begins at 5-3. And we'll get Gary's, how he's going to play the quaddie at the end of this brief. Righto, we are, and we're up to race 5, the Gloucester Advocate Benchmark 65 over the sprint trip. And with Tab Fixed Odds, number 1, Emperor of Oz at 21. 2, Porto Taurio at $4. 3, Italian Sun at $8.50. We move then to number 4, The Wasp at $5. 5, Stir Head at $34. Six Music Magic at $6.50. I've Got It, number 7, at 34. Crossing Guard at 41. Va Va Voom at 34, along with Wigan Out, number 10. And the bottom two, Bonita, right in the market for Robert Thompson at $3.60, and All Art at 11. So that's the current market with Tab Fixed Odds. Gary, who was saying g'day to you then?
No one was saying g'day. A guy just came up and I was on a radio and he's decided to turn the blower rod and do some blowing right beside me.
I do that to the wife all the time. She starts to clean up around the house and I'm like, I'm trying to work.
I'm doing a radio preview. You said, beg your pardon?
Righto. What are your thoughts here in race 5?
Yeah, I'm with the 11. 11, 4, 2 and 6 and $8 into $3.60. You said 3.60 now at the moment?
Yeah, 3.60 Bonita, yep.
Yeah, $8 they bet. I'm right with her here. Beautiful gate for this little filly. Lightweight with only 54.5. RT aboard. Had two goes here, one win, one place, and she hasn't run for 11 weeks. No kidding you. She was 3 and 4, 4 and 5 wide the trip in a 900-metre race at Cessnock going back 11 weeks ago and was beaten 1.5 lengths. She draws good. She gets a top jockey aboard in a good stable with no weight on her back. I really like that. Smashed her on tab.com.au. All the Wasps going well, I mean, you just got to forget that one at Rose Hill on the provincial championship qualifier and a heavy track. You look at a win at Scone, Port Macquarie and here at Tari. He's got a little bit of a tricky gate for her, but she's got speed to get across. This horse could beat them all. He's the best horse in the race to my liking, to Porta Torio. I thought he was huge first up behind Ever So Natural in one of those lead-up to the championships at Port. I thought he was ordinary here in the qualifier behind Cogliere. They haven't run him for 7 weeks. He's got a great record here. 4 goes, 2 wins, 1 placing. If he's anywhere near right and a freshen up and they go hard, which I think they will, he may be the run-on horse. And I was taken with a 6 Music Magic. It's win at Newcastle last start. Rounded them up nice and quick over the 900 and put pay to him and goes up here to the 1,007 a day and gets a little bit of claim. So very well placed. Mightn't be the easiest race, but I'm really keen on Bonito. 11, 4, 2 and 6 for me in race 5.
11, 4, 2 and 6, race 5. Okay, the feature at Tari on this soft 6 at the moment is the Bakewell Haulage Gloucester Cup to be run at 10 past 4. The latest with Tab Fixed Odds here, number 1, Fabry for Robert Thompson, $5.50. 2, In a Wink at 26. 3, Single Spirit at 13. 4, Next Level at $8.50. Oscar's Choice, number 5, at $4.20. 6, You Wait and See at 10. 7, Shotgun Roulette, $3.30. 8, Busting Through at 23. Forever Alone at $9.50. And Torquay, the bottom one, at 21. Shotgun Roulette, right in the market here. 3.30 favourite over Oscar's Choice at 4.20. And we know Shotgun Roulette, it's coming back off that provincial or the country championship final, Gary.
Yeah, and I see one, a really good mare, and a really good mare here on a home track. 7 starts. She's had for 2 wins and 3 placings, but on 5, 1, 4 and 7. And just on tab.com.au, they only want the two that have been well backed is 5 Oscar's Choice and 1 Fabry. I couldn't believe he opened up at $7 and he's into $5.50. And Oscar's Choice, $7 into $4.20. But I'm with Oscar's Choice here. He went ordinary first up in the provincial championship qualifier at Rose Hill. And then he came back. He had no luck the other day on him, Tommy Berry. Looked for runs everywhere on him. He just couldn't get out. He was beaten 2.1 lengths. He draws good. He gets Rachel King aboard. Yeah, I like him. I think the gate's very important to him, particularly with the speed that's going to be right up in front of him. So, like I said, he had no luck at Warwick Farm. 1 Fabry, you'd never sell him short here. I mean, he's had 5 goes of this track for 4 wins. He's 3 for 3 over the 12.57. I've got him leading. I wouldn't be worried about him carrying 61 kilos because he's carried big weights to win in the past. And if they let him lead and he dictates in front, he's a very hard horse. He can just skip off this bend for some unknown reason. This track just suits him a little bit better than any other track. For Next Level, I've got a big watch on him. I want to have a look at him when he comes in the mounting. Gary Fortelli's got him. He's only given him the 1 trial 11 days ago at Warwick Farm. He was beaten 2 lengths in a trial there. He wasn't asked to do anything. He wasn't even let down in the trial. He draws that 1 gate. He'll be right up in behind those leaders. And It'll be interesting to see how he walks in the yard. No, he probably walked in perfect from the Gary Portelli stable. And look, I'm leaving Shotgun Roulette in there. I probably would have liked to see it 1,400 metres, but maybe that speed up in front with Oscar's Choice and Fabry. Single Spirit will be somewhere there, busting through, can go quick, so she just might get that little drop. The beauty about it, too, I don't think Chloe Baker can claim that 2 kilos. I think her riding weight's about 54, but she knows her really good, and she'll hide her away and let her have the last crack at him. Really good race, Andrew. 5, 1, 4, and 7 for me in the Gloucester Cup, mate.
And Deanne Pagnotto going the Gary Portelli mount there. She gave Kosicki Dane every possible chance there at Canterbury yesterday and just hold on from that controversial situation with Up and Rolling. There's been an inquiry adjourned over that ride, but Deanne, she's back with confidence there yesterday heading to Taree today, mate.
Yeah, I tell you what, Andrew, we've got some wonderful, wonderful women riders, you know, all around New South Wales. You look at Rachel King, how she's going. Rachel Murray running third in New South Wales with the amount of winners. And good to see Deanne Pagna back. So, and Cathy O'Hara, we've just got some magnificent girls or women that are doing a magnificent job for our... And we'd be lost without them. We honestly would be lost here, particularly in the country, because we rely on them all the time, not having that many male jockeys riding in the country in New South Wales. They're doing a fantastic job, they are.
Yeah, they certainly are. They're an important facet of our racing. Let's move to the last here at 4:45. Number one, Beyond Natali at $7.50 with tab fixed odds. 3 Torfic Boy, $2.20. 4 Mary Rani at $4.80. 5 IB A Dancer at $7.50. 7 Rainbow River at $19. Swift Reply and Outsider at $61. Gold Dancer at $11. 10 Blinkin' Awesome at $10. No Neffet Needed, $16. Yulong Bayo at $23. And the bottom one, or number 13, Dunroonan at 81. So the players in the market are up high. It's IB Dancer, 750, Mary Rani, 480, and Torfic Boy for Australian Bloodstock at $2.20.
Yeah, I found it open. Look, I'm with him, Torfic Boy. He's had 3 runs back, and we saw him in the yard here. That was on the provincial or the country qualifying day here behind Grammarskill. He was beaten 3.3 lengths and had a good look at him in the yard that done. There was heaps of improvement in him. Now, he's gone to Newcastle his last two, which you would think in stronger class is. You've beaten 1.7 and 4.9 behind Black on Gold. So I think he finds the right race here today. He's only been here once for one placing, and the gate's very important to him. So I've got him on top. I've got 10 Blinkin' Awesome. I think he's a big, big player here from the Rossi Stick Yard. He's only won the two, and they've both been here on his home track. That track didn't suit him here last start 17 days ago and behind Velveeta. Velveeta's come out to get beat, or run second yesterday at Tamworth. But the lightweight's very important to him. He's not an over big guy. And for Mary Rani, she's sticking away good. I really like the Scone win 2 runs to go in a class. So I thought she's a little bit plain in the run home at Newcastle last start. But this is easier race. And 5 IB Advances, the big watch. Mare resumes, no trials. Her only win was first up, and she was placed at Beaumont, Musselbrook and Tamworth prior to going to a break. Got a little bit of a tricky gate for her, but the first up records with her may not be the easiest to get out in the quaddie. 3, 10, 4, and 5 for me in the last season.
Okay, 3, 10, 4, and 5. You got a standout bet?
Yeah, I like race 1, number 2, Final Frontier. I think all he's got to do is what he did at Newcastle. I think he'll learn a lot off that experience. And race 3, number 11, a Liberty Pride, really taken with its run at Gosford. So they're my two best. Race 1, number 2, race 3, number 11. Quaddy numbers, we'll go 6, 1, and 4 in the first leg. 11, 4, 2, 6 in the second. 5, 1, and 4 in the third leg. And wider in the last 3, 10, 4, 5. Andrew, so hope the punters find a winner, but there'll be no excuses with this track today. Weather's terrific, and track looks in magnificent order.
Okay, so fine weather. We start a soft 6, the first at 10 past 1, and we'll catch you right through the day with your late mail and the interviews on the National Racing Service. Good on you, Gary. Have a good day up there, mate.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you.
Gary Cleese looking at Taree for Gloucester Cup Day there for the Cranback Racing Club, the first at 10 past 1. Anthony Collins is calling there today. Anthony's tips in the first, it's 2 to beat 3, 1 and 4. 2, 3, 1 and 4. Race 2, Anthony goes for 2 to beat 8, 12 and 3. 2, 8, 12 and 3. The third, Liberty Pride on top, the favourite, number 11, to beat 12, 1 and 6. 11, 12, 1 and 6. Race 4, 1 Pinot Gris to beat 7, 5 and 4. 1-7-5-4. Race 5, Anthony Likes 4, The Wasp to beat 2, 1 and 6. 4-2-1-6. Race 6, it's 1 Fabry to beat 2, 4 and 7. 1-2-4-7. And the last race, 7, it's 1 to beat 4, 3 and 5. 1-4-3-5. So that's the tips for Anthony Collins at Taree. He'll be joining us a little while later at about, let me have a look here, about 10 to 1 with the late mail for Taree today and Gloucester Cup Day. Let's move to Hawkesbury. They've got their big standalone meeting coming up on Saturday week, and news of a brand new sponsor, which we always welcome. As Phil Shoesmith said earlier, a brand new sponsor today of the Gloucester Cup, Bakewell Haulage. We welcome them, and Hawkesbury Racing Club have got a new sponsor for their cup. Greg Rudolph is joining us there, the club CEO. Morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you holding up after the big carnival?
Yeah, no, just a few hours sleep a night. We'll catch up, Greg. But we're counting down to not only this Saturday with the Sydney Cup reschedule, but your big 4X Gold standalone Saturday meeting on Saturday week. And you've got a brand new sponsor of the Cup.
We have, Andrew, and very pleased, as I indicated yesterday, with Livermore being part of the International Animal Health group of products. You know, as you say, it's very exciting to have a new sponsor on board with the club. Chris Lawler is the principal of International Animal Health. He's a prominent owner and breeder in his own right with the Ausbred horses out this way that people are familiar with. And Livermore also, that brand is the sponsor of New Zealand's premier race, the Group 1 Livermore Classic, which was formerly the Kelp Stakes at Hastings in October. So it's good to see that they're coming across not only in Australia but across the Tasman as well, and we're very pleased to have them on board with that range of products, going from optimizer pellets to a whole extensive range of grooming products which are used not only in racing but in the pleasure horse industry.
And Greg, as I said at the start, it's so important for any sporting club, racing club, to get and attract new sponsors.
Well, it is, Andrew, and particularly when times are uncertain and people aren't prepared just to throw money around. So it is important, and we're very grateful for Chris Lawler's sponsorship, and it gives him the opportunity to promote his brand as well. And at Hawkesbury, we're always looking to progress and do things well and do things differently, and we hope that the first standalone that I'll be involved with in this capacity will be a great success, and the weather keeps on going the way it has over the Easter weekend, Andrew.
Yeah, let's hope it does roll on. Randwick deserves it this week, and certainly progressing after that to Hawkesbury and then Scone. It really works so well, the calendar now, talking with trainers as I do, gathering the news. Just the whole thing works well with Hawkesbury into Scone. So it's the Group 3 Livermore Hawkesbury Gold Cup. It's going to be a part of the big standalone meeting on Saturday week, April 29. Greg, we'll talk to you later in the week. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Greg Rudolph, the CEO at Hawkesbury. After the break, we'll be turning to harness racing with Greg Hayes. He's going to cover plenty out of New Zealand. Stick around for that. Gemma Cutting's got the latest in sports news. Morning to you, Gemma.
Good morning, Andrew. Mitchell Moses will find out as early as today whether his immediate future lies with the West Tigers or Parramatta. Moses' current club, the Tigers, were defeated 26-22 yesterday by the Eels, with the playmaker admitting he doesn't know what jersey he'll be wearing this week. Brisbane young Tyro Tavita Pengai Jr. faces up to a month on the sidelines after suffering a knee injury and a broken finger in Friday night's match against the Titans. Pengai's position on the bench is set to go to either George Fay or Joa Fahengawe. Former Wallabies winger Drew Mitchell has announced his retirement at the end of the French top 14 season, and Arsenal are still hopeful of a top 4 finish in the English Premier League with a 2-1 win over Middlesbrough. They're 7 points behind 4th place Manchester City, while Middlesbrough are closer to the exit door. Meanwhile,